just all taking it day by day.
Being here in the building, though, how does that improve the dialogue?
Just taking it day by day.
Are you going to be able to practice at some point, or how far away from being healthy are you?
Just taking it day by day.
That is Terry McLaurin, who is taking it day by day.
Like, if you were to summarize with one phrase as to what he's doing and his plan, it would be?
I think he's taking it day by day.
Day by day.
There's a winning off the field ability there where you could just ask someone any question, and you could just do a segment, and they're taking it day by day.
Other people taking multiple days at a time, not Terry.
He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. So the question we've got for you guys is the hold-in better than the hold-out? I'm not so sure about that. It's certainly better than Terry McLaurin. Because by showing up, he doesn't lose any more money. And that is why he showed up. It's not because they got closer to a contract, I don't think. It's not because he had to be there so that he could sign autographs and hang out with his buddies, although those are nice things too. $50,000 a day adds up very fast. And it's $811,000 as of next week when those preseason games start. So that's why he's there. He's got this mystery phantom injury thing now that is the ultimate out of anything he doesn't want to do. And in this case, that's practice or basically just continue to tell the team, let me know when I'm getting paid and that's when I'll start working. But I don't think this is better. It's certainly not better for the team. And I don't think it's better for the overall negotiation necessarily because there could be some animus. Do you think Adam Peters and the people in the front office and the people over in Ashburn are excited that he and his agent are standing in the end zone every single day after practice, or that he's out there kind of working the charm with the people after every single practice? I don't think they like that very much. I think they would much rather it be that he's not there. Now, again, they've made their bed. They've got to sleep in it.
Sure.
They chose to be here. They could have paid him. They didn't. When you don't offer him market value, when you haven't paid him what the market dictates he's worth, this is what you got to deal with. But I think there's this assessment or this assumption, Danny, that if they're just closer together in proximity geographically, if they're in the same building, eventually they'll figure this out because he's going to have fun with his teammates and just want to be one of the guys. It could also work the other way, where they start to get more and more annoyed by how he's conducting himself or operating, whereas if he wasn't at the facility at all, it's like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, neither are good. So we'll start there. Like this is not like, nice, he's there, win. That's not the case. I think you've laid that out very well. I think it is slightly better on a binary. Again, neither are good. It's like 0 to 0.1. So I think it's a little bit better because you just mentioned it. He's around his teammates. He's going to meetings. The only thing he's not doing is physical stuff. Now, the big dog and pony show of talking to his agent, having a heart-to-heart with hands on hips, doing Danny Tanner TV dad style stuff at the end of every practice, and then doing the pandering to the fans and giving autographs and things, getting them to get all the clips out there of going, Terry, Terry, pay Terry, they're going to pay you. That's public pressure stuff. They probably don't love that. But I would rather have him there because almost all the business of football, except for practicing, is happening. So he's going to the meetings. He's around the guys. I'd rather that kind of pull him into the sphere, reminding him every day you're not doing the stuff, you're not here with us, instead of out of sight of out of mind for him. Because again, neither is good. But this is like, again, slightly better, still bad.
But being able to live all the stuff that isn't practice, like the 90% of it that's the most enjoyable part, I think makes you less inclined to have the urgency to end it. In other words, like, I don't have a great comp, but if you got to tag along with your buddies all day long, and the only thing you didn't have to do is when they went out to cut the grass, you didn't have to go with them. But you get to have lunch with them in the cafeteria, and you get to just sit with them and talk with them, and you get to go to the movies with them, and you do everything else, all the fun stuff. You just, the most arduous, awful part, you don't get to do. And I get that there's fun to practicing for these NFL players as well. But I'm watching them out there. They're sweating. They're tired. I've talked to a couple guys that are just over it already. It's bodies leaning on each other. Uh-huh. You're risking injury and all this stuff. He gets to do everything else. What is his urgency? How many times through the years have players said that they don't enjoy training camp as it is? So if like he was not there at all, yeah, he would be missing the locker room conversations, the cafeteria time, the ping pong games. He gets to do all that stuff now.
Yeah, so. But there's a we're going through this and you're not thing that injured players don't like, and perfectly healthy players who are telling you they have an injury won't like that either.
Meaning he won't like it?
Yeah, like because everybody's going through something. You know, like if you're the guy just sort of standing there with your arms folded, well, everybody's working to the bone, and everybody kind of will glance at you going, hey, man, you know, at a certain point, there's that I'm not part of this thing anymore. I should be out there with my guys that regular injured players have, that longing. And he's not injured. So I think that's that slight gravitational pull. Again, I'm not saying it's good. I'm looking for a silver linings playbook here in two bad options.